107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. She's here just after the breakfast buffet. Elizabeth Cooper is here with United Way Perth Huron. Elizabeth, it's good to see you.
Good morning. Yes, just came from the mayor's breakfast. It was delicious.
Very good.
And guest speaker was Rotary Hospice.
Yeah.
Featured that. So much wonderful work that they do in our community and every charity that works and serves Stratford does amazing work. And we're proud to be part of that.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, that was the mayor's breakfast this morning at the Best Western Plus, the Arden Park Hotel. Martin didn't eat all the sausages or anything like that.
There was still some sausage left, but there weren't any chocolate chip cookies. I was disappointed because that's his favorite food.
Oh. So. for breakfast. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Well, we've got lots on the go. Do you have a campaign update for us?
I do have a campaign update, yes. Actually, as of this morning, I got an update this morning texted to me. We are at 17% today, Jamie.
Right. 17%.
We're so early. We're only 3 or 4 weeks into the campaign and 17%. So we did a direct mail campaign this fall and the donations are coming in and we're so thankful for such a generous community that we live in. And of course, the cost of everything continues to rise and more people are struggling. So the need is that much greater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Quite simply. So again, perthhuron.unitedway.ca and funds go to things like the Stratford Connection Center, very much top of mind.
Yes. We help about 300 individuals last year when we opened that center up, and about 30 come in that door a day. Yeah. Wow. So very well needed, that connection center. And we're also focusing on our urgent need funds. This fund was created during COVID, but we are continuing this urgent needs fund that gives immediate funds to people in a time of crisis. Last year, we helped about 350 people with that.
Okay, very good.
Awesome. Yeah.
So again, perthhuron.unitedway.ca, and we've got concerts, get-togethers, events happening. Let's talk about the big get-together for Thursday, November 9th. Looking forward to this.
That's right, yes. We have a lot of events going on, so we would be here for an hour if I was going to tell you all the things that United Way is doing this fall. But we are hosting the Jacob Moon and Classic Troubadours Band on Thursday, November the 9th, and that's at 7:30 p.m. at Revival House, such a gorgeous spot to watch a concert and listen and eat. So tickets are $50, and the music is going to feature the amazing songs of James Taylor, Joni Mitchell, Jackson Browne, and Carole King, great songs of the 70s there. We're also going to have a little silent auction, and you can buy your tickets right from our website, perthhuron.unitedway.ca. And that'll take you to, there'll be a link there, and that'll take you right through to Ticket Scene.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. So, and Jacob Moon is a terrific performer.
Isn't
he's
he?
Great.
Yes.
He's awesome.
He's been to Stratford lots. And this band he's touring around with, they're selling out.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're going all around Southwest Ontario, and they're selling out. So we're really thrilled to be able to grab them and have them in Stratford on that Thursday. So grab some friends, some coworkers, and come out on a chilly Thursday evening in November to gorgeous Revival House. Yeah.
And we should mention Youth in Action grants. Are they still open? Youth in Action grants.
Yes. If you know somebody over between the ages of 14 and 25, we are giving away $1,000 grants to youth and. These are for grants that engage their peers and help the community. So if you have an idea that maybe makes your world a better place, you can apply for these grants. And the deadline is October the 13th. And you have to have an adult trustee over the age of 25 to help you with that. But you can get more details on our website. And it's a great thing. Last year we gave away 14 of those. So,
wow.
It's a nice way to kind of kickstart youth if they have some ideas they want to implement.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a great idea. Youth in Action grants. Again, application deadline is October 13th. Yeah. And we've got Thanksgiving Day weekend almost upon us. And just saying, if you're going to be stocking up, you might want to head to the LCBO.
That's right.
Again, from what I hear, that they are helping out
with
United Way Perth Huron. Word has it.
They are. They help out with us. Both the locations in Stratford, they are having the Give at the Till campaign for United Way. I mean, these guys really have taken this a life on its own. So each store is having their own competition between each other.
Okay.
And they have daily updates of how much that each person has brought in that day. So if you're buying some libations at the LCBO, you'll be asked at the till if you would like to donate $2, $5, or $10 to United Way. And they're having a little competition between the stores, and we're getting these updates of how much they're making. It's kind of fun. Yeah,
I love it. And yeah. Hats off to, you know, Judy and the staff at certainly both locations in Stratford for the LCBO for going above and beyond with something like
this.
Well,
that's right. And it's not easy asking people for money, right? I mean, they have their own jobs to do at the stores, and they are asking everyone that comes to the till if they would like to support United Way. And that's not easy to do in this day and age to keep asking people at the till. But just to throw on $2 or $5 when it comes to the point of sale really goes a long way.
It does. So if Lorraine's asking, you know, at the mall location, help out. It's interesting. I know all the names. at the location. So Thanksgiving Day weekend, Elizabeth, I'll take this opportunity to wish you and yours a very happy Thanksgiving Day weekend.
Thank you, Jamie, and you and yours as well. We've got a 3-day weekend ahead, and lots to be thankful for living in this community.
That's right. Again, with United Way Perth Huron, and if you're thankful, please make a donation, perthhuron.unitedway.ca. Elizabeth Cooper, thanks, Elizabeth.
Thanks, Jamie.